What's going on, Kayleen? We're back for episode 2. How you doing?
Ooh, doing so good. So excited to be here again. And thank you to everybody who listened to the last one and all the love. It was very much appreciated.
Yeah, we got a lot of good response from you guys out there that listened to the episode. We appreciate it a lot. Today, we're going to continue the train of teaching you the art of... What are we talking about, Kayleen?
Today, I got a request for like master meal prepping and like setting yourself up for success for nutrition aspect of things. So that's what we'll cover today.
Boom, boom, meal prepping. We're going to talk all about it. Kayleen wrote a shitload of notes that she wants to bring up. And Kayleen is quite the planner, everybody.
I'm just planner.
Looking at these the first time here. But yeah, she's the master planner. And that's why we're talking about being a meal planner today. All right, everybody. So Kayleen, what do you want to start us off with, though? You were talking about if it's worth the macros, right?
Yes, I figured we could do a fun little segment at the beginning of each episode that was it worth your macros? So, backstory here. Growing up, my mom always bought, like, the newest shit that was out at the stores, like the weird flavors of shit, and she always had it in the house. And so I have adopted that trait as well. So anytime I see something that looks cool and new, I'll just buy it and eat it. And like sometimes it's worth the macros and sometimes it's not. So week's addition was, I don't know if you guys have seen it in the stores, but they have the oatmeal that is the different like cereal themes. Like they have Lucky Charms oatmeal, Trix oatmeal,
what?
And cinnamon, like Cinnamon Toast Crunch oatmeal. Yeah. So naturally, I bought all three because that's me, and I couldn't. And they had Cocoa Puffs, but man, I'm so about Cocoa Puffs. Sorry to the Cocoa Puff fans out there, but man, those three cereals are my jam. So I'll review all of them for you. Well, I'll start with my least favorite, which is a surprise for me. Lucky Charms did jive in an oatmeal. I know.
Are you sure?
Oh, I'm positive. I'll send you a packet because I still have them because I was like, this is not worth my macros.
Dang. Next. Well, do you know what the macros are on them real quick?
I mean,
Do you have an idea?
It's like a fairly small packet, I'll say.
Okay.
And it's like 30 plus grams of carbs. So time I'll come more prepared, but I didn't go in the kitchen because my dog barked. But yeah, so they're at the stores if you go to like the major stores. So the next one, my number two on the list was the Trix. So it had a good fruity flavor. The texture of the Trix cereal is a little weird, though, so that's what scored it down for me. And, of course, that means number one out of all of them was the Cinnamon Toast Crunch oatmeal because, I mean, really, it was already done before in cinnamon roll oatmeals and stuff like that. But overall, out of 10... I'd give the highest performing one a 6. I think I'd probably like get more benefit out of doing quick oats with like a little bit of the buttery cinnamon roll flavor god seasoning and a little bit of sugar-free syrup on top, and I would be more satisfied.
Yeah, so, see, so there's a little hack right there, everybody. What did you just say again? Okay, say that last bit there.
Okay.
You got an oatmeal with some flavoring you add to it, right? Something?
Yes. So if you haven't like been taking the deep dive, which we will talk about later, into like flavor god seasonings, they have a buttery cinnamon roll flavoring that I just love to put on things. So yeah, I put a little bit of that on there, and then I put a little squirt of sugar-free syrup, and then it's like boom, maple brown sugar for a lot less carbs.
Boom, that's awesome. Okay, so would you say then that those was even the last one, the Cinnamon Toast Crunch thing, was it worth the macros? Is that the real question? Or is you whipping it up over there like a mad scientist just as good?
I'd say for me, and granted, when I do whip this up, I have like crazy prep mouth and diet mouth because that's when I add the sugar-free stuff. So it's hard to tell. But I mean, for the cost of the macros, I'd rather make it myself and have more fun throughout the day. But I did see that now they are selling, and I haven't come across it. I'll probably buy it when I do, the Cinnamon Toast Crunch seasoning, like, in the stores. So
whoa, okay.
I'll look for that and get it when it comes out.
You're on the Cinnamon Toast train is really what we're talking about. Kayleen is on the Cinnamon Toast train. And you know what's funny, everybody? I just upped Kayleen's macros today. So
hell yeah.
She's got some more room now. So more exciting stories coming. She just broke 200 carbs, right?
Whoop, whoop. Whoop, yes, I'm super excited about that.
There's a lot of things you can do with 200 carbs, people.
My mind is already racing.
a lot of things. So, you know, so you're saying you want to do this every week where we kind of do this this review on the food choices that you find randomly, right?
Yes. Okay, cool. New foodie choices. Do you have anything you tried that was out of the ordinary?
No.
Just steak. You just eat steak 24/7, right?
I'm not adventurous like you, you know? I'm like, okay, here's where it is. This is what I'm doing. But no, yeah, I don't really go to the store, you know? Like, I don't go there to pick things up often, so I'm not really shopping around myself. So, no, I don't have anything, but that's fine. You can carry the load of the random foods to try, and, you know, we should put it out to the audience. If you guys, you've come across something weird that you want, you know, you're like, ooh, I don't know, is this going to be good or is it not? Let's have you tell Kayleen, all right, or DM the Team Flex page, whatever. And let us know what it is, and we'll get it, and she can try it and tell you guys if it was worth it or not.
You know, not all heroes wear capes, but I'm here to do what I need to do for the people.
And that's right, and not all people dieting, you know, or being fitness for that matter, get 200 carbs. So if you don't want to make the risk out there, people, if you're, you know, trying to cut down or do whatever, and you're like, I don't know if I want to give these 30 carbs to this oatmeal, let's just give it to Kayleen and see what happens, all right?
I will take it.
Okay, so let's dive then now into topic of the day here, which is meal prepping, right? So where do you want to kick this off, Kayleen?
Oh, man. I'll say, you know, they say a lot of the times, working out for 1 hour is quote-unquote easy, but it's making those good food choices the rest of the day that is probably the most challenging part, in my opinion, about changing your lifestyle. So, you know, and this is where I feel like a lot of people have the hardest time because, like I said, 1 hour of the day working out, no big deal. But, like, it's the making the good choices throughout the day that are really going to make the difference because we know how much, you know, you can't out-train a bad diet. So one of the main things that you need to be successful is meal prepping in general, unless you stay at home all day, which a lot of people might be doing. So this might not apply to you at the moment.
Yep.
But I mean, before this pandemic, a majority of us did not work from home, where that's where planning ahead and meal prepping is key to stick to your goals.
Yeah. And even if you are, you know, at home, you may still not want to do the ongoing all day tracking, right? This is like a hack that we give people all the time, especially beginners, you know, when you're getting used to these macros out there. If you're anybody listening who's getting used to the idea of tracking, you know, kind of bounding off the last episode to here, you know, planning stuff out in advance can really help you already have the whole method down. You know, you can go through the day and you don't have to worry about, okay, I got to track this in, I got to cook that, I got to try to fit that. You know, it takes more time to do it that way than it does to just kind of figure out what you're doing and pre-prepare like Kayleen's talking about here. So for those of you out there, even if you are working at home, if you're busy, you know, not everybody gets a prep break from work like Kayleen does. But if you're busy, then it's definitely going to be, you know, advantageous to be on top of your meal prepping. So where do people start here, Kayleen?
Oh, the first stop is grocery shopping. Whether you're ordering online or you're going to the store, you need to be prepared with what you have in stock for your ingredients. So there's like a few things that you want to make sure to have on your grocery list. I like to choose a lot of lean meats because me personally, my fats usually don't get too high. I mean, I can fit a steak here every once in a while, but like it's not worth it for me. So for me, I like chicken, lean turkey, lean ground turkey, which when I'm deep in prep, it's the 99 shitty turkey. But when I'm like right now, I actually milestone bought 93% yesterday at the store.
Milestone
in prep. I don't have to eat the 99. Boom. And I enjoyed every single bite of that fatty turkey. but yeah, there are some specific meats that I like to have on hand. Of course, this is if you're eating meats. If you have a Costco membership, they have a fantastic, Columbus is the brand. It's turkey bacon, which I know at first you're like, oh, turkey bacon's disgusting. This one is not. I don't know. Have you had?
What is turkey bacon?
I know, says the red meat eater. No, I know. Like, I used to not be a huge fan of turkey bacon, but then I tried this stuff and the macros on it, you just can't beat. I posted it to my story a couple times, but I think it's like a fair amount of protein and very low fats. I mean, normal piece of bacon, you're talking 2 pieces of bacon are 8 grams of fat. Well, that is just, I mean, it's delicious. Don't get me wrong, but it is not worth it for me. I think, and again, I should have been more prepared for this, but I want to say it's under 5 grams of fat for like four That's pieces pretty damn good. Of this pretty bacon. Damn good. And it gets nice and crispy. So I'm going to go into specifics for some of the things. Like, this is my little, I do have like a little macro must have that I give to some of my clients if they're having hard times. So this is one of, these are a few of them, I'll tell you.
Oh, cool.
Also at Costco. Also at Costco.
We're not sponsored by Costco, everybody.
We're not. Although I really wish, I mean, and you can find this anywhere, but Costco is the most cost efficient and, you know, I'm all about a good deal. So they have cans of chicken, which sounds so fucking gross.
Oh, yeah, you're doing this cans of chicken thing again.
Oh, my God, no. Okay.
I've seen this on your tracking. I've seen it.
I know. Sodium bomb. So if you're watching your sodium, be wary of this. But it is freaking great to have on hand in a last minute, like, you know, I have nothing thought out, blah, blah, blah. Cans of chicken. They also at Costco have cans of beef, which I'm just like, at first, I'm like, that's really fucking nasty too. No, I'm serious. It is roast beef in a can and it is amazing. Like, it's so good. I don't know what kind of, dude, I'm telling you. And the weird thing is, like, it freaking smells like dog food, I feel like, but it tastes so good. Like, I don't know. I love a good pot roast, but normally the fats are just like not worth it for me again. But, like, it's, like, 1.5 grams of fat per serving of this can of roast beef. So, I don't know what witchcraft goes into it. It tastes good. You can cook it in a pan with some broccoli. Oh, so good. Oh, it's so weird also. I get it. I know. Oh, but anyway, so those are some of, like, the meats that I will always get. Like I said in the previous episode, I am not a fish person. Are you a fish person? Can you talk on that?
I will eat sushi, but I know you hate sushi, but I will eat sushi, but no, otherwise fish, no, not for me, you know, but I get what you're saying. So pretty much you're starting off with, you got to have the macros of each group, right? It's kind of where we got to begin, right? So we're talking about the proteins right now.
Yes.
And then you're loading up the other things too, but yeah, not a fish guy. I'm not a fish guy.
No, but like generally speaking, if you are a fish person, I know salmon is a little higher fat, so you just got to keep in mind. I feel like salmon's like the steak of fish. I don't know.
Salmon is what I eat when I get sushi.
Yeah. I've tried so many times. I really have, but it's just not working, which I'm fine with. Tilapia is going to be lower in the fats, more of a leaner fish in that way. And I think cod too, but I think.
Yep.
And again, cod. I'm not well versed in the fish world, but I believe those. Especially cod is like a lower class fish. I'm not sure.
Yeah, yeah. So why is it important to have leaner kinds of proteins here, Kayleen? Because I see you're mentioning a lot of leaner proteins.
Well, and it really is going to depend on your body type too, and therefore your macros. So for me, my body type, I'm lower fats like a majority of the time, especially when it comes to prep time. My fats get lower, and so I'd rather spend them on peanut butter myself versus the fattier meats. I know it used to be Nutella, but then the whole sensitivity thing, bleh. But anyway, so if, like, you know, sometimes with the endomorphs, you get to have a little bit more fat. So maybe with your macros, you're like, heck, I'm going to eat steak every day of my life, and it's going to fit. Easy peasy, but you probably won't be eating 200 grams of carbs either. So that's a whole nother topic for another day. But for me personally, I choose leaner meats. They jive with me better. But if you've got the fats, by all means, eat a steak every night.
The food choices to fit your macros is really what happens, right? Like, you know, that's the whole jam. So maybe somebody's in a diet phase. You know, lower calories, you want to make sure that you're prioritizing where these calories are going. So getting leaner cuts of meat, leaner things like that, that does enable to you to, you know, better space out your meals, probably eat more often, kind of keep that hunger levels from at bay, you know, coming at you. And that really can pay off. And then, you know, obviously some people get to the point where you're not doing that. Your calories are higher and you can fit a lot more stuff in. So maybe it doesn't matter as much. And you can be a lot more, you know, flexible and not as dependent on the lower fats and, you know, different stuff like that. But basically, end game for anyone listening out here is, guess what? All foods contain multiple macros. We talked about this a little bit last episode, but, you know, when we're talking about protein choices being these lean meats and these fishes and all this stuff too, like, it's not only going to contain that protein. It's going to contain protein and, you know, fats, hopefully not any carbs, but sometimes you see that with some of these weird sometimes processed, like, meats they make at the store and stuff. They somehow have carbs in there. I don't even know what you put in there, but
chicken tenders, the ones that you fry. Like, well, I mean,
I've even seen like, you know, like deli meat, turkey and stuff like that. It has carbs in it somehow. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what the hell did you put in there? Sawdust or what? What is that? I don't know what she did. Something weird's going on with that. Maybe you are the, I've never thought of that, but you would be the one to come up with that if that was a thing. So maybe we should ask somebody. Let's ask like the deli. Next time you go to the store, ask the deli guy. Be like, how?
My brother used to be a butcher. I'll ask.
Are you serious?
Call
him up. No.
I will. I'll text him right now.
Just call him right now. Let's put him on the show. No. Yeah. Seriously though, we should figure that out because I do want to know that. And I've looked at it before and really all I could find was that it was potentially just additives, you know what I mean? So whatever. But anyway, that's the point, everybody listening, is like, you got to have the food choices that are going to fit to your goals, whatever it is, lower cal, high cal, whatever. And you'll have a lot of flexibility in that depending what you're doing, what your goals are. So we just covered some proteins there. What about some carb choices? What's your go-to carbs when you're rolling through the store?
Gosh, it varies by the day. I love the fruits. I love eating a lot of fruit as snacks, but I also love cereal really too. So I'm not like super clean all the time. We all know this, but like if I'm trying to be, you know, if it's prep time, obviously some of my bowls of cereal at the end of the night or even in the morning will turn to, or even my oatmeal will turn to like cantaloupe, watermelon, strawberries, some of those lower carb fruits. I do like bananas a lot too, but as you know, they're a little bit more carby. But for most people, especially when it comes to meal times, like actual meals, I feel like rice is a pretty good go-to. You can make a lot of it at one time. I do like pasta too. I mean, who doesn't like pasta? But again, whether it's worth it. I do a lot of spaghetti squash too. I think we talked about last episode. I'm team spaghetti squash. So, and I think too that we, and this is going to be a driveline chat at some point, and maybe it still will be, but like we need to normalize vegetables being like blended in with carbs and not just like a separate thing, because like, you know, I don't
know.
What's
a vegetable?
You would know. Like, I've just like fallen in love with vegetables over like the last 2 years. And granted, like we always had a vegetable at home, but like now it's like, so growing up, I would eat vegetables maybe one time a day. And now it's like I try to eat them like two or three times a day. Like almost with every single meal, I'm having either a salad or green beans or peas mixed in with there, which, oh, it just like makes my body feel so much better. But anyway, so obviously vegetables have carbs to them too, depending on the vegetable, more or less.
And you should track those, people. Everybody out here. This is a question I get all the time. Whenever I'm doing macro plans, people are like, do I track the vegetables? My last coach or some guy or some special influencer said, vegetable macros don't matter. But the truth is, that's not true, anybody. You should be tracking the damn calories and everything that you eat. I mean, it's just the way it works. It's amazing how many times people get stalled on progress, or they're like, I'm not changing. Nothing's changing. I'm stuck here. My check-in's the same, blah, blah, blah. And you know, you find out that they're not tracking like their ketchup or something, and that gave them an extra 100 carbs because they're putting it on every meal that they're eating, and they're eating copious amounts of like bathing in ketchup. You know, it's the same, but ketchup's not a vegetable, by the way, but you get the point. If you're throwing a bunch of vegetables down all day, you know, doing 2 cups of veggies with every meal or something to stay full, well, now you might be up 40, 50, you know, grams of carbs, depending on what you're picking. And that can be a difference of if you're trending the way you want and you're achieving your goal, or if you're stuck. So, I mean, you really want to pay attention to that tracking.
Oh, yeah. And there's, like, huge difference between, like, peas versus, like, spinach, you know?
Yeah,
like
exactly.
Major carb dishes. And then if you're like sauteing spinach, it's like, oh, well, are you counting the olive oil or whatever spray you're using to saute?
Yeah. And usually that's a no also. But so everybody just keep in mind, track your stuff. Okay. Track it. Yes, if you don't know that that's what we're talking about, I don't know why you're listening. Okay. So, yeah. So, I mean, you said rice and things like that. Another hack that I have for that too is that if you guys are going to eat a lot of rice, anybody listening, you like rice, whatever, some people, you know, the classic bodybuilder diet is chicken and rice. So if you go to that staple or you enjoy eating rice with meals, get yourself a rice cooker, okay?
Oh, yeah.
These things are, you got one, Kayleen?
Oh, I had one, and then I upgraded to an Instant Pot, which I will talk about later.
I don't know what the hell that is, but I'm going to start with rice cooker, and you can finish off with that. A rice cooker, you know, it's so easy. You can put as much rice in there that you want to have for your whole day, right? You just pour it all in there, start it up, put a little water in, boom, it's done in, I don't know how long, a couple minutes, 20 minutes maybe, and then it stays warm all day. And so every time that you're going to eat a meal or whatever, you can just scoop it, throw it in. If you're doing it that way, you know, it's like a, it's a prep on the day kind of thing versus kind of this longer meal prep we're going to talk about today. But, you know, it's easy to do. And it, even if you're doing a longer, you're cooking out for the next 3-5 days, whatever, you cook that thing up, scoop it in, throw it in your stuff, game over. You know, it's ready to go. So I think that's a pretty good, you know, simplification instead of doing cooking the rice every single time you eat and stuff like people do.
Another one that I will add on top of that is one thing that I picked up, especially during my off season when I had a little bit more carbs, is the microwavable rice packets. Like, those are game changers, and they actually taste really, really good. So I know I had like a rice and quinoa blend once. Nuke it for 90 seconds. Boom,
baby. Do you have to put water in there or something?
No.
So wait, it's already cooked?
Yeah.
And you just heat it up?
Yeah.
I didn't even know about this.
I'll send you the link, man.
This is a revelation.
Another Costco.
Costco is the game changer. Let's get a sponsorship from Costco. Anyone listening that you go to Costco, I mean, you're like high up in Costco, hit us up, okay? We're down for it.
Oh, my gosh. I need to make a Costco trip. I just fucking hate going there. It's always such a shit show. But anyway, so yeah, they got like the ones
you just
that
killed
I
our sponsorship, by the
like,
way.
I know. I'm sorry. But kidding. I love Costco. It's just, yeah, I'll order it for delivery next time. But so the brand that I personally like is Seeds of Change. It's like an orange box, and it's a brown rice and quinoa mix. And it is delicious. I share it with my husband. I think there's like 3 servings in each. But yeah. So look at things like that. Really easy individual packaging might help you too if you're super busy and you don't have the time, or a rice cooker. So that's another hack for you as well.
Cool. Okay. And so kind of covered some proteins. We covered some carbs. What about fats? You know, do you have, you know, staple go-to fats? I know fats... Fats are kind of funny, everybody listening, because they're really in everything. I mean, they're
annoyingly
in carb choices for the most part. You know, some carbs are going to have some fats, and then definitely in protein. So a lot of times, especially if you're doing a lower fat kind of macro split, you're going to get a lot of fats from just eating these other two groups. But like, what are some go-to fats, Kayleen, that people should grab?
Pretty much my only one is peanut butter. Just kidding.
Peanut butter.
I love putting peanut butter on top of apples, because then like I'm pairing my apple with peanut butter and I'm getting some fiber out of both of them, which is another macro that we'll talk about sometime. But yep, like it's a great source of fiber too. You get a little bit of protein with it, although like we said, it is not a pure protein choice. But I don't really use, if I'm being honest, like a lot of butter and maybe some oils, but I don't really cook a lot. I am a firm believer. One of my other like macro hacks is the spray butter. I like 2 years ago, I was at my aunt's house and I saw spray butter. I hadn't seen it for like 20 years. And I was like, oh, what is this? And like, obviously if you spray like 50,000 sprays, it'll be like 1 calorie, but like spray butter is pretty much what I do for butter these days.
Okay, so spray butter, that's a good one. And yeah, I mean, a lot of times, like I said, you're going to get these from these food choices. But yeah, I mean, if you had higher fats for some reason, you know, people out there, you probably want to pick some fattier choices of proteins. But other staples that I can, you know, pump out my brain that I tell people, yeah, mixed nuts and things like that are good, you know. Mm-hmm. They're very calorically dense, so you can't eat a bunch of them. Definitely don't grab that bag and snack on it while you're watching Netflix. You'll be game over 2,000 calories over, 2,000 calories over in seconds. You know, you want to measure those for sure. Couple almonds, that'll do you some good fats. So really any kind of mix of nuts good. If you're gonna cook with different stuff, like if you're gonna do things like that, obviously like olive oil, if you cook with that or whatever, all of that has a lot of fat too. So a lot of times, you know, it's not very hard for people to meet their fat. Let me tell you the truth. Okay.
Cheese
it's not
is very too. Difficult.
Yeah. Cheese. Of course, cheese is, you know, as long as you're not getting the super lean one, because they make that stuff. And again, I don't know how they do that either. But
witchcraft.
But, you know, yeah, dairy's good of all kinds. You know, milk has a lot of fat in it. Cottage cheese, all these cheese. But you know what? Here's what we're saying. We've talked about these three groups now and some food choices. A lot of these, you know, are going to be found on the outer perimeter of that store, you guys. If you're going to Costco, you know, because we just keep talking about Costco. There's all the clothes and weird shit in the middle, you know, and like the mattresses in the middle of the store, or whatever the hell. And then all the meats and everything else is on the outer perimeter. But this is the same, you know, at the other stores, too. Where, you know, I don't know where the hell, wherever you shop, it's probably the same. You know, the outer perimeter is good hack to stay in if you're trying to find, you know, your staple foods out of that 80-20 we always talk about, that kind of 80% foods, you know, run the perimeter. And then you go find the oatmeal with cereal and shit in it, like Kayleen gets in the middle of the store in the aisles, okay?
Yes.
And that'd be in your 20 percentile category.
Yes. I literally always make it a purpose to stroll down the cereal aisle and see what new shit they got there. I've tried like every new cereal, so feel free to DM me if you're like, hey, I'm thinking about buying this. I've probably bought it and eaten it and
it's probably in your cupboard right now.
Probably.
Yeah. So, you know, a lot of people though hearing this probably like, damn, they're picking some boring ass food choices. This doesn't sound fun at all. So how do people spice these foods up? You know what I mean? You were talking about the seasonings a bit, so maybe dive into a little bit more about the seasonings.
Absolutely. So when I'm going to prep in bulk, which I like to do, I like to prep everything in bulk because then it's taken care of and you don't have to worry about it. Like, I hate cooking every single night. I hate cooking in general, but I do it because I need to. But what is clutch for me is having a variety of seasonings. So I love the Flavor God. I have yet to have a bad Flavor God seasoning, but those are available online. But you can go to any store.
Not sponsored by them either, people.
Not sponsored, but hey, if you want to, by all means, Flavor God, sponsor me. But you can go to any store and pick up a myriad of flavorings. Like, you know, maybe get like a taco seasoning, an Italian seasoning, like an everything type of seasoning. Like, the thing I like about Flavor God is that they get a little more adventurous and they have like a pizza flavoring and a hot wings flavoring. And of course their buttery cinnamon roll, they have a chocolate donut. Anyway, those are more desserts. But so I will, and I'll talk about what I do. And then I talk about what I sometimes started doing thanks to Coach Brie also. So I used to cook everything.
Who's that?
Oh, you know. So I used to season everything as I was cooking it. So my chicken, and what I would do is I'd prep more than one at a time. So I have my Instant Pot with chicken, and then I have my skillet with my ground beef, and then of course bacon, you don't have to flavor. But so I'd make two different flavors going on, so that way, like, as I eat them throughout the day, or even if I eat my chicken like twice, it's like, well, maybe I have like garlic chicken in the morning, and then I have like taco ground beef in the afternoon, and then for dinner, you know, I have another Italian chicken. I don't know, I eat a lot of protein right now, so we forgot about protein powder too, but that's a given. Like, protein powder,
we'll get it.
So anyway, yeah, seasoning it is very important, and that will take you from it being bland to being fantastic. And so what Brianna does is she'll cook up a whole bunch of her chicken ahead of time plain and then season it as she goes. So I've been trying to play with that a little bit too, because then you get like just a little bit more variety in there.
Like, just
so
depending
like
on what you feel like eating kind of thing.
Right, right. Okay. So good on you, Coach Brianna, for like teaching me that way. You're always learning in this field, like always learning.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, cool. So now the seasonings play a role. We talked about all the kind of ingredients to get. Also, we should note, you should get some non, if you want, quote unquote, clean foods, right? You want to have some different variety of stuff for your actual day to day. And you want all these foods to fit your macros, right? But You also want to be able to have that variety. You know, you want to have a little bit here and there. So the seasoning can help, but also having some other foods on hand that you can punch in there too helps a lot too. So let's talk about the actual art of meal prepping now, because we made it 30 minutes somehow and we didn't get to that specific part yet. Obviously, it starts with making sure your meals fit your macros right. And let's see what you think about this. Here's what I tell people if they're going to do this, okay? Because a meal prep, everybody out here, is not a meal plan, okay? It's not like a meal plan where you get one thing to eat and that's what you eat now for the next 12 years of your life. And then when you're finally at your goal, you can eat something else and, you know, lick a piece of buttered toast and, you know, have the best day of your life. That's not what this is. This is like sitting down, right, and figuring out, okay, I got these macros. Here's what I kind of want to eat. You know, these meals sound good. My breakfast, my lunch, my dinner, my snacks, whatever. And now I'm going to make the food in kind of bulk, right? So people go make this in bulk. But what I always tell people too, like especially if you're a little bit more advanced in the art of the macro, then what I say is, you know, leave yourself a little bit of room though every day, right? For this flexibility, this variety. So maybe we're talking about this 80-20. You do that with your food. You know, you plan like 80% mm-hmm. of the day and you prep all that out. And then you're like, hey, you know what? I might want to throw a variety snack in, just see what I feel like having. Maybe it's a pack of Oreos or some bullshit. Mm-hmm. You know, whatever your body's craving. So what do you do with that, Kayleen? What do you personally do? What do you have clients do when you're telling them how to do this?
Man, I personally always make sure to have enough macros to have a, quote, I survive the day little carb source. So, you like, you know, mostly the kid. Like, after the kid goes to bed and she's finally actually in bed, not like the 20 minutes after we put her to bed and she's like, I'm not falling asleep. When she is out, we haven't heard a noise. I will usually, because I usually have some carbs left over. That's usually the highest thing I have. And that either goes to like a bowl of cereal or maybe my oatmeal, or maybe if I have some fats left, I'll do like a rice cake with peanut butter and mini chocolate chips. But I'll tell you, I always have something chocolatey or peanut buttery in a day. Like, I make sure to have it. I even have like a secret chocolate bar locked up that I'm like, oh, maybe I'll take a little bit of that out. Like, yeah. I always make sure to have some sort of treat in my day, because like, even when I'm on prep, it is mentally important for me to just like, oh, I made it through the day. Here is my little reward for, you know, getting through today's homework session or whatever. Yeah.
So that's your variety. That's your variety of the day. That's a food you wouldn't necessarily, you know, pre-prep out, but mm-hmm. you would have kind of in the moment that's going to be a fix for you. And I think this is key for everybody listening. Do this, okay? If you try to make yourself a prep plan that's going to be 3 days, 5 days, I don't know, a week, however long you want to do it, and it's all the same stuff all day, every day, by the end or halfway even, honestly, if whatever timeline you set, you're going to hate it. You're going to hate everything you're eating. You're going to be bored of it, and you're not going to stick to the process. And you'll end up, you know, you'll eat all your meals, and you'll be sitting on the couch, and you'll be like, you know what? Pizza sounds really damn good tonight. Mm. And you just order one, and it happens. It happens to people. You get in this spot where you binge out on foods then because you're depriving yourself of them. The whole point of, you know, the macros and the flexible dieting like we talk about is being able to be consistent 100% of the time while still figuring out how to fit these foods in. And so, you know, when Kayleen's on prep or she's doing whatever, that's that variety there. And obviously, the more macros you have, the more flexibility room you have as far as calories go. But the key here is this does not change. This is something we suggest to everybody, and it's very, very important to make sure you do it. Sometimes I have clients that don't do it, right? They think they're going to be extra hardcore, and they're like, no, it's only chicken. It's only turkey. I'm only doing this carbs, and that's it. I'm not having any flexible. And then it's like, okay, they're the ones messaging me some check-in day in the next few weeks where they're like, can't check in, too bloated, accidentally drank an entire bottle of wine and ate six pizzas. I just can't. And I'm like, okay, well, you know what? Who told you this would happen? You know, you could have done, take a damn slice of pizza and track that shit in. Guess where we'd be right now? You'd still be doing just fine, right on track, and you'd be feeling good because now you feel like shit, and nobody wants to feel like shit. So anyway, I'm ranting now. Who knew that would happen? Back to meal prepping. So you got your meals, right? You got it, the macros to the art, and you're leaving yourself a variety. How long do you suggest, Kayleen? How long do people you want people to prep out for? Is it 3 days, 5 days, seven, 3 weeks? What is it?
I would say that's an individual thing. I usually see the most personal success in my life regarding me and my husband in the 3 to 5 day range. I think if I prepare for 7 days, there's leftovers that don't get eaten, and then I get very sad about that. So I say 3 to 5 days. How about you?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely different for each person. It's different for each client, because there's a lot of things that come down to how long you're going to do it, right? It's how busy you are in the week. Do you have time to do a second prep midweek? Do you have, you know, all the equipment you need? Do you have enough space for all these damn Tupperwares and all that, right?
Because like, if you make, didn't get into that.
We're about to. But if you're going to make 50 meals of something, right, you got to have the damn fridge space or the freezer space or something, because if you don't, game over. So, you know, there's a lot of individuality in it, and there is no right or wrong answer for you. So, you know, whenever I'm working with a client like that and I'm saying, hey, prep out whatever days, it's whatever days fit their schedule best, fit their lifestyle best, fit their ability. Some people get 2 hours on a Sunday and they say, this is the time I got and I got to go for the next 6 days or it's not going to work. And that's the best option. Some people have a little more flexibility and like to break it up. But, you know, give me now the process of meal prepping itself. What are must-haves in the kitchen? What do we need, right? What do we need, starting obviously with the first thing that's going to store all your damn food?
Tupperware. Oh my goodness. Invest in some good-ass Tupperware. My favorite are the ones that click with the lids, and I will advise you to get a very loud color. Like sometimes, like everybody has like the red tops in my, I feel like in my life, try to see if you can get the most outgoing color possible, because you're going to leave them at people's houses or at work and people are going to try to take them, but you will need every goddamn Tupperware that you have. Yes. Oh, it happens all the time. So go for uniqueness and functionality in the Tupperware department. Try to get a lot of like the rectangular shapes. I feel like work the best in lunch boxes, but I like the square shapes too. But you'll see more commonly the black with the clear top for meal prep companies, which is fine. But again, they're going to get lost. And those actually are not as good quality. So I would invest in.
I think those are not even reusable, right?
Well, they're not supposed to be, but I sure as shit do. My hippie self, I'm like, this can't sit in a landfill. I'm going to use it until it just explodes. Yes.
But yeah, okay, so Tupperware for one. Got to have Tupperware. And let me tell you guys quick, if you don't, I've tried getting the cheapest Tupperware in the game, because I was like, why the fuck would I want to spend any amount of money on this damn thing that I know, you know, is just holding my food? And so I was like, okay, I'll go to the whatever discount store and I'll just buy a shitload there because it's way cheaper. And they break. They like just blow out. They break and they melt. If you microwave them, they melt. And they also come with warnings on them. And they're like, this may cause cancer. It's just stuff you don't want. So don't do it. Get the good stuff. And,
ooh,
you know,
the glass ones are really nice, by the way.
Yeah, glass is what I do. You know, glass is the way, because I like the fact that you can heat it up and it's, you know, it's good that way. And also, I don't know, something about glass just feels right. But either way, no matter what you do, get ones that are going to work. Because they will last, and that's what you need. You want something reusable, because this is, we're not talking about meal prepping one time in your life. We're talking about you having an effort and a goal. So you want to make sure that you're going to be consistent with this, and that's going to come down to your tools. So Tupperwares, must-haves. What else we got here? Obviously, you know, the stuff to cook, but also, how about that scale, that food scale?
Oh, yeah, you might need that. We know.
Why would we need that?
Because eyeballing is the worst. No, but really, like, you need to measure your shit out 100%, because a lot of times people start, they're all gung-ho about it, they measure it out, and then they think, like, oh, I got this. Like, I'm just going to eyeball. And let me tell you, you don't got it, first of all. But, like, even just using measuring cups, I don't know if any of you have tried this yourself, but, like, if something gives you two different measurements on a box, like, oh, one cup of cereal or 42 grams. Of course, I'm going to use cereal because, you know, I eat it all the time. if you scoop out one cup of cereal, it is more than likely drastically different than the amount of grams that they say. And this goes for like oatmeal too. I weigh everything out. Not only is it more accurate, but you also don't use as many measuring cups, which will help you in the long run.
Yeah, and seriously, if you know, like, your scoops are not trustworthy, anybody out there. Because, like, if you scoop anything like I scoop anything, you're getting triple portions. So that's like me with pre-workout. You know, it's like, oh, this is one scoop. Only do one a day or you'll die. And I'm sitting there with, you know, it looks like Mount Everest coming out the top of it. And that's my one scoop. And I know there's people out there doing the same shit with all kinds of stuff, rice, cereal, whatever, you know. They're like, oh, it's one cup. Really? It's like, if you measured it, it's probably three, you know, something like that, two, three. And that makes a big difference. Again, that's worse than the ketchup, people. Mm-hmm. So make sure you're measuring, okay? And obviously, you know, so you're getting the Tupperware. We're throwing it down. We're putting the food scale down. And we're loading it up with food after you've cooked it. So when you're cooking this food, are you cooking it all at the same time, or are we taking time to do one thing? Or we're like, okay, here's the chicken. I'm going to cook all this up. Or are you starting the rice, and then you're cooking the chicken, and then you're doing this thing on the side, and you're also plating it up like you're getting ready to serve Gordon Ramsay a meal?
Well, the answer is it depends. Most of the time, I like cooking a whole bunch of things at once, especially if I'm in meal prep mode, and I am a lazy as fuck cooker. Like, I want the easiest way possible, less I have to monitor and babysit my food, the better for me. Because I am not Gordon Ramsay or anything close. But I love Guy Fieri, whoever. I am whoever's the opposite of them. But I am easier, better, convenient for me. That's the way. Oh, also, if it doesn't heat up my house, that's a plus too, because I live in the desert. And so in the summer, like thinking about turning on my oven or my stove is just a nightmare. So I am a firm believer. I use my Instant Pot like at least every single day, sometimes two times a day, which is annoying because I have to clean it in between. And I use my air fryer every single day. Now, I know these are new age tech. Do you have either of those, Ryan?
No. So, I'll tell you guys my new age tech. It's a barbecue. Okay. This is a really good hack too, but go through those. So what are we talking about? Instant Pot and what's the other thing?
The air fryer. Oh, so yeah, okay. I'll just go through a couple of things that I like to do in each of these. And because I don't know about you, but I know a lot of people that have these pieces of appliances, whether they got it for Christmas or they just bought it because it was buzzworthy and it's just collecting dust somewhere. But for the Instant Pot, I love making chicken in there. You can shred chicken and okay, so you can shred chicken in a crock pot, right? That shit takes 8 hours and I forget like everything. So I'm never like good at setting that shit. So for me, this is my Instant Pot chicken recipe is like whatever amount of chicken in there, one cup of liquid, whether it's water with like seasoning, or maybe I'll do like a sugar-free barbecue sauce or something like that, or, you know, just different flavorings in there. Close the Instant Pot and 45 minutes later, it's ready to be shredded. Like, it's amazing because if you have no forethought like me to like defrost shit ahead of time, you can even do it frozen too. But I can usually remember to thaw my meat, but I would never remember to set it in the crock pot 8 hours ahead of time. So it's been a game changer for me. I also like, you can do rice. Rice cooks in 4 minutes in the Instant Pot. So that's going to blow your rice cooker mind.
So the Instant Pot is just like it's instant.
Pressure cooker.
That's the thing. So it just cooks it quick.
Yeah. Okay. So I've been making my barley in there too. So I meal prep like a whole bunch of that for the week. And so just, you can make so many damn things in it. And I know some people are scared of them. Like, I wish I had video of me like venting my Instant Pot like the first couple times, because like it's like freaking like a locomotive train, like when you vent the freaking pressure and it scares the shit. Sometimes if you move it, it will like at you and I just like jump and Brad laughs at me so hard because I'm like spazzy as fuck. But anyway, so don't be afraid of your Instant Pot. If you're listening to this right now and you are afraid of your Instant Pot, please DM me and I will guide you through your first Instant Pot recipe for you.
Yeah.
So that's the Instant Pot. I could go on for days about it. I love it. There's tons of recipes there, too, that use Instant Pot. But anyway, Air fryer. I love my air fryer too. So, basically similar concept in the fact that you can just do anything you could do on like a grill or something like really quick in the air fryer. Because I don't grill also. Like if I'm getting grilled meats, it's because Brad's home and he wants to cook. And I'm like, hey, will you please grill this chicken? And that will be like another thing. So usually I'm cooking in the Instant Pot and the air fryer and Brad's grilling something on the grill. So it's kind of a teamwork thing. I haven't mastered the grill yet. I think I will one day, but not during summer. I'll just let him do that during the summer and enjoy my air conditioning. But anyway, I went crazy. Air fryer. So one of my favorite things to actually heat up in the air fryer, which is a 20% food. If you have not heated up like store-bought frozen french fries in the air fryer, you are missing out. Like, in my opinion, they taste just as good as like drive-through air fryer or like drive-through french fries, especially like Arby's has their curly fries that are frozen. And you throw them in the air fryer and I swear to God, it tastes like you just swung through the Arby's drive-thru. But anyway, that's a 20% food. Some of the more 80% foods that I like to cook are, of course, like, I sometimes will cook chicken in there. It's not my favorite thing to cook in there because it kind of makes a mess. But that Costco turkey bacon, 100% crisps so good in the air fryer. I also make little like burritos in the air fryer too, like whether it's a breakfast burrito or like maybe ground turkey or maybe beef if I have the macros for beef, like it just fries it without the oil.
Yeah.
So it's just like, oh, makes things so crispy. You can make like pizzas in there, like healthy pizzas, of course. I say healthy with air quotes because, But anyway, my newest favorite thing, I don't know if anybody saw it, is air frying green beans. Oh my goodness. Like fresh green beans in the air fryer. I'm obsessed with them right now and I could eat like 20 pounds of them. So
When you're using the air fryer, this is like, it eliminates the oil, right? You don't have to use oil and stuff, do you?
You can.
A little bit, but not as much as like frying it, right? Because that's the whole point. Right. It's supposed to not be frying it. Because anybody listen, if you don't know that frying your shit adds a lot of calories, you're crazy. It does. Anything that is fried is going to be a lot of calories in oil, too, that you don't need. Mm-hmm. And it will not support your goals. So this is one of those ways to hack that out if you don't have the room, you know, air fry. So obviously you see how anybody, you know, listening, you guys are starting to see that this kind of all comes down to having the right equipment, having the right plan, knowing what foods you need, and then prepping it out. And once you do it, it's not that bad. I mean, it sounds like a lot, you know, considering we've talked about this for 47 minutes right now. But realistically, you do this a couple times, you're a pro at this. You just got to have the stuff right. You got to have the seasoning right, have the food right, have, you know, your equipment set up, and boom. How long does it take you to prep out? Couple days, Kayleen. 3 days, 5 days. How long does it take you to do that in hours?
Like maybe an hour. Like
1 hour? I wasn't even expecting that.
Yeah, well, you know, if I do the chicken for 45 minutes in the Instant Pot, and then I have the turkey on a skillet, and then, you know, I do cook like the frozen veggies, so I have a couple of those on the stovetop, and
boom, it's done.
Boom, yeah. Brad's grilling something cool.
Yeah, you know, I would. It's just ready to go. It's ready to go.
Yeah, lazy cooker.
I would say even for a person that is like listening to this and like, oh man, I'm not good at cooking. I don't know how to cook. It's going to take too long. I would say everybody can do a meal prep like for, you know, somewhere between 3 and 7 days of food in probably under, you know, 2.5-3 hours. I would say that's totally realistic for most people. And that's what I've seen with clients and things like that if they do this. So you got to find yourself people out there. The difference between you staying on track and not is 2 to 3 hours a week of your time getting this done. And realistically, if you think about it this way, how many hours a day would you spend if you're just sitting there cooking each one of these meals? You know, you're probably spending anywhere from like an hour, 2 hours, maybe more per day. So this is obviously saving you time. So really it comes down to, you know, finding what time you can prep, how long you're going to do it, having all the tools, and boom, you're ready to go. I it's crazy that Kayleen said now. I wouldn't even have thought that. I thought a little bit longer, but hey, that just goes to show she's been doing this shit a long time, people. So get on the train.
Yeah,
get on
the meal. It's not my first rodeo.
Yeah. And, you know, like that's a really good way to do it. But, you know, what if you're hearing this right now and you're like, Oh, man, this sounds too intense. I don't know if I'm ready for that. What's a good way people can start, Kayleen, without actually having to cook anything? But they can do this kind of function of the meal prep, you know, through maybe a prep company.
Yes, absolutely. A lot of my clients, they will just be telling me, I am working 60, 70 hours a week. And I'm like, well, you know what? You're working so hard. You deserve to outsource some of this. You know, obviously you're making tons of overtime if, you know, they're not salary. I'm like, you need to invest in a meal prep company because you just don't have the capacity for it. And if that's going to prevent you from, like, getting your goals, I think it's 100% worth it. And, like,
yep.
You just think about the things that people sometimes with these habits, like, do. Like, you know, like, just even buying Starbucks every day. Like, if you put that money... I actually had a client who was getting, like, a huge Dutch Brothers coffee every single day, and that was just her thing. And I was like, hey... This is taking up a lot of your carbs. It was like 40 grams of carbs for this drink. And I was like, we need to, you know, find something that's better for you. So I actually like turned her on to Skinny Syrups, which I'm also not affiliated with, although I would love to be because I buy a shit ton of their stuff. Anyway, long story short, she ended up really like making coffee at home and with the Skinny Syrups. And she's like, oh my gosh. And like with all the money I'm saving from buying this like $7 drink, like I can get a meal prep company for my lunches now. And so like, it's like, boom. Yeah. That's a way better use of your money and time. And anyway, I went on a little tangent there, but if you are working hard and you can afford it, outsource it, man. Like why even worry about your food? So there's tons of reputable meal companies out there. Ryan, you're an affiliate with one, right?
Yeah, Icon Meals. Yes. But there's plenty of them out there. Here's the if you guys want a code for Icon Meals, I will say, since we are affiliated, I'll give you a code, okay? Gives you a discount, you guys. I'm not giving it to you now. You got to DM me. But basically, you know, the thing is with the meal prep, if you want to make it simplified, go for it. It financially is not simplified. It costs a lot more to do the, you know, the prep meals from a company than it does to cook it yourself. There's no doubt. It's time or it's money. That's the choice you got to really make. If you got the time, then maybe you want to save the money and cook it and do it that way. If you don't got the time and you got the money, then maybe you want to buy the prep foods. But, you know, people have asked me before when, like, they've asked me, hey, what's a good meal prep company? I send them. They're like, oh, my God, I can't pay $6 for a meal. I'm like, well, what do you want from me? You want a $2 meal? Go get a piece of Wonder Bread. Like, what are you doing? Put a Wonder Bread in a tub and take it with you. That's what you're gonna get, because like in reality these are pre-cooked, and you know they're done by actual chefs for one. Like that's good. These taste really good. The you know they're seasoned the way that you would want. They're not like, you're not getting a piece of boiled chicken with rice. I mean, like, you're gonna get a meal, something that's set for you, and it comes with the macros on it, easy to punch that in, boom, game over. So I mean, there's many options and there's many ways to do it. And the thing, again, like we say all the time, and like I feel like I've said a billion times in my career, is it's all individual. You got to find what's going to work for you. And there's a million ways to get there, right? Like a million different people are going to go a million ways to the same goal. But it really comes down to fitting what's going to work for you. So if you're not on the prepping train yourself, then you're buying the prepping train yourself. And it's just as simple. It's probably way easier, to be honest, because I've done Icon Meals and things like that all the time. And, you know, they send it, shows up in a box, I put it in the damn freezer, heat it up. It's it. That's my prep. You know, the prep is me putting it in the microwave. So there are different steps to the same result.
The other thing I'll say about some of these people that are like moaning about the price of the meal prep company, I'm like, tell me you're not spending that in Grubhub every single day, like, or, you know, going out to eat. I'm just like, come on, guys. Like, you know, you can spend $10 easily at any fast food place these days, you know, just with any of their meals, and then you're getting a big old soda with it too, which is probably not hitting you towards your goals. So I'm always like, think about like where you're spending your money, and like, it's totally worth it to go meal prep. I've been team cook at home for the longest time, and lifestyle wise, you know, I don't know if I've talked about this. I can eat the same thing over and over again, which Ryan knows. I'm a creature of habit. But you know, like my husband, he's not a huge fan of eating the same thing over and over again. So we just recently invested in a meal prep company for him to deal with the fact that like, I don't cook a lot of exotic foods. So he's now getting the steak and like turkey sausage, or no, it's chicken sausage, like things that I wouldn't normally cook. And that's like, you know, now he's staying on track with his nutrition because he's not like, oh, great, it's shredded chicken again. Thanks, wife.
Yeah. And see, that's a perfect example of you got to find what fits for you. And even the two of you living in the same household, doing whatever, doing different things with the same level of success, you know? So everybody listen and figure out what's going to work for you, you know? And that's really what it comes down to. And also remember this, if you got like, oh, I'm eating five meals a day, it doesn't have to be five meals from a meal prep company. Mm-hmm. You could order in maybe all your breakfasts. You know, you could get only all your breakfasts or only all your lunches, only all your, you know, you're ordering like a handful of meals versus an entire week of five meals a day you're eating these prep meals. You know, there's different ways to do it where you could formulate that, cook some things maybe in that day, have a couple of those that are already pre-prepped, and you're in a good spot. You're ready to go. So a lot of variance, a lot of flexibility, and no, we've given you guys a lot to think about here. So hopefully it's making sense. Kayleen, what else we got to talk about? Anything else today?
I don't know. I had other things, but this is getting pretty lengthy, so maybe we should just save that for another day.
Okay. Yeah, we can pop that over to another one probably. Do you got any joke for us today or what?
Oh, you know what? I did, but like I forgot it because I didn't write it down. It was a Brad joke.
Dang
it. I know.
Dang.
I should have texted him really quickly.
Dang it.
Oh, I
That's
know.
All right.
I know. So sad.
You know what? Yeah, we'll fit it in there. We'll fit it in there. So anything else on meal prepping itself?
Basically, I guarantee you, if you put as much effort into your nutrition as you are during your workouts, you are going to get just results that are beyond your wildest dreams. And if you are not currently, if you're doing a plan and you're maybe seeing some stagnation, take a good hard look at some of the things that we've talked about today and how many of those boxes are checked or not checked. You know, like, are you measuring these things? You know, are you adding the condiments, all that stuff? And of course, never be afraid to reach out to either of us if you're struggling in one department or another, or you want us to elaborate on something that we didn't already cover.
Yeah, anytime we're available for your questions, you guys. You don't have to be training with us either to ask questions, okay? We answer questions all day. It's what we do. So we're happy to answer your questions.
I love helping people.
Yes, that's why we do this shit. We just took an hour to talk about meal prepping. So hopefully you guys got something out of that. You know, hopefully you're going to take this somewhere. If you guys do us a favor, make sure that you're following this podcast, okay? Make sure you're following us on the socials. You can find Kayleen on the Team Flex page. But her what's your Instagram? It's Kayleen Team Flex, right? But there's underscores and all that. I couldn't even find it if I need to look it up right now. So just go to the Team Flex page, which is at Team Flex, and you'll find her. And, of course, follow us there. And then you know what? If you guys got anything out of this and you're like, wow, that was even one thing, even one little thing. Maybe it was the Instapot. Maybe it was the cereal. Maybe it was the oatmeal with cereal in it. Maybe it was, you know, a Tupperware. I don't know what it was. But if you got anything out of our show, share it for us, okay? Just take a quick screenshot, post it on your story, and tell people about it. Because our goal, our mission, our jam, and the reason we're here right now is to help you and help as many people as we can. And you can help us do that if you share it.
Yep.
Boom. All right, Kayleen. So do you know what we're talking about next time? Should we give him a prequel or no? We'll just leave it to mystery.
Gosh, let's leave it to mystery because
it's a mystery, everybody.
Mind.
Yes. It's like unsolved mysteries. You'll have to solve it the next time we do another episode. Also, last thing I want to say, anybody out there, if you got topics you want us to bring up, let us know because we'll get them on the show. We'll get your questions on the show, whatever.
Yes, because this was a request.
Oh, bomb dropped at the end of the episode.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. All right. Well, that's good to me then. So I'll see you guys later. Kayleen, sign us out.
See you guys later. Thanks for listening.